Welcome to Revolutionary Rebels Podcast, the podcast where we revolutionize the world around us, rebel even against ourselves, and live in love with reckless abandon. I am your host, Shannon, and welcome to the show. And happy new year. It is now 2021, and it is a beautiful, beautiful day. A lot of people have the mindset that 2020 was the worst year ever, and that it was a horrible year, and they want to completely forget about it and lose it. I don't agree. Yeah. I'm not saying it was the best year. Please do not think that that is what I'm saying. However, like anything that we go through, you take the good and the bad. You have to experience one thing, and it gives you a different perspective when you experience something else. And I think we needed this year as a human race, to be perfectly honest. I think we were becoming complacent. We were okay with the status quo, and it's not healthy to become stagnant like that. So I think 2020 was a blessing, not a happy-go-lucky blessing, but a necessity blessing. I think it was a year that we needed so we could move forward, so we could grow and become better individuals, communities, nations, as a whole entire planet, just become better. So I have friends who I sit there and I see them on all the social media. So from Instagram and Facebook to Twitter. And they do the whole, F this year, I'm so glad it's over. Oh, this was the worst year. Oh, blah, blah. And it's negative and it's disheartening. And they just, you can tell that they almost just hate life. And then you have other people who are like, you know what, this is not an easy year, but I've realized what I've been blessed with. And I love that mindset. I love that mindset. So that's what I'm going to do this year. I do this already, but I'm going to publicly do it now. Every day this year, on my Instagram, which is at Revolutionary Rebels, you will find in my stories every day something that I am 100% grateful for. And it could be something super silly as a good cup of tea or the sun is shining. It could be just simple things like that, or it could be something super deep and meaningful, like the people that I'm so thankful to have in my life and how they've personally blessed me, or like my dog, who currently decides that she needs to groom herself while I'm recording this podcast. But it's that. It's finding the things that you're grateful for and that you always want to have in your life. I, this past year, have been blessed beyond measure. My family, for the most part, has been as well. Even though I've had family members who've gotten COVID and there's been the scares and all that kind of stuff, none of us lost our jobs that I know of. My immediate family, none of us lost our jobs. Most of us, like my dad who delivers school buses, he ended up actually working almost overtime through most of this year. My mother was the person who was able to make it so that way her coworkers could work from home. As I stated in here, I work at a tea shop, and my boss went above and beyond, and she made sure that even when we were shut down in a lockdown for 2 months, each and every one of us had gotten a paycheck. Like, I didn't lose pay because of it. And that's massive, because I know a lot of other people who are in that kind of industry, they did. They lost out on money, and they had to file for unemployment. And my boss is like, no, I love you guys. I want to take care of you guys because you guys have taken care of me. I'm going to do everything I can for you. And she did. And I was truly, truly blessed. I posted up on social media. I'm like, I am so blessed. And this is why. And I'm so thankful for everything that I've been given. Last night, I watched the ball drop, and I watched the Dick Clark New Year's Eve ball drop with Ryan Seacrest, and right after midnight, they posted up about the Powerball, and I guess they did some special thing with the Powerball where there was like five families that could win it, and the family that won it, beyond like the crying and the weeping and the just, I won, you know, just the, I can't believe this. The first things that they actually said were thank you. Thank you. It wasn't, yes, I'm a millionaire. The first words that came out of the guy's mouth was, thank you. What would you have said if you were the first millionaire of 2021? Would it have been thank you? No. I know. I actually probably would have said, you got to be kidding me, really? This is awesome. But his first words were, thank you. And that warmed my heart. That gave me hope for the future. And I love when I get to see things like that, where you sit there and you see something phenomenal in such a small and tender moment. Something that becomes monumentous, even though it was just two words. He became a millionaire. And he said, thank you. So, let's all do what I'm going to do and be open with what we're grateful for. So I challenge you guys, all of you, I challenge you, go onto your social medias, post, do a story, but say, hey, here's what I'm thankful for today. Here's what I'm grateful for today. And let's have a heart of gratitude. Eleanor Roosevelt actually said it quite well. And she was a woman who, if you don't know her, if you don't know who Eleanor Roosevelt is, she is a fantastic woman. Not only was she part of the big Roosevelt family, so it was a massive family. who had a lot of influence and social status and all that kind of stuff, she had a lot. And one of the things that she ended up having to work through was that she wasn't the prettiest. She wasn't the go-to girl. But she made a huge, huge difference. And a lot of actually what we know for social climate and for changes on the social level when it comes to our government, she's one of the ones who actually helped make that happen. She saw this need that we needed to, as individuals, take care of each other, and we needed to be better towards each other. And one of her greatest philosophies was, you need to leave the world better than when you came into it. But I'm gonna tell you guys this quote, and I feel that it is extremely relevant for what we have just experienced this past year. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop and look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. And for a woman whose husband was ill as he was a president of the United States during wartime, you know what? I think she gets it. And we have to remember that every experience, good or bad, we've lived through it. Therefore, whatever comes next, we've got it. So let's go into this year with a heart of gratitude. Let's go into this year with an open mindset that we are going to have nothing but the best things come to us. And let us live and love with a reckless abandon. I think this past year has shown us that we won't get anything if we don't take that risk. There's a motorcycle accessory company, I guess, moto company, called Go Fast, Don't Die. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that I share a lot of their stuff. I actually really love the brand. I love their message. And one of the things that they put up is risk happy. Think about that. Risk happy. And I think that's a phenomenal mindset. Absolutely phenomenal mindset. So, 2021, we are going to be grateful. We're going to be full of gratitude and thankfulness, and then we're going to live in love with reckless abandon so we can risk that happy and see the brighter side, because it's there. We saw it in those little glimpses throughout this year of horror. So let's do it. One of the ways that I am providing for you all, my audience, to be able to do all of this and to start having this mindset is simply a free downloadable PDF from my website, which is www.revolutionaryrebels.com, where you can download a beautiful, beautiful little PDF that is a 5-day love yourself kickstart. So it'll be 5 days of different things that you should do to learn to love yourself and to create that healthy habit of for you and for the world around you. Please, please go on there. Get it. Do it. Let me know what you think. I want all the questions, comments, and rude remarks. I'm very serious when I say that. Like, tell me what you think. Please, please do. Because really, honestly, I just want to see people succeed. And I want to see people thrive. And this year, I think people are going to do that in leaps and bounds because they don't want to settle for mediocrity any longer. They've seen what that looks like now, and they want nothing but the best. I want us to go into this year just tackling it and overcoming every obstacle. I want your New Year's resolution or your goal or whatever to not be I want to lose 5 pounds, or I want to do, you know, this. Here's my New Year's resolution. I want it to be a feeling. I want it to be this year, I'm going to lose weight because I want to be successful in my health. Because if I'm successful in my health, I'm going to be happier. I'm going to live a better life. And that's what I want. I want to thrive. And so I'm going to lose weight so I can thrive. I want to get financially secure. But you know what? I want to do that because it's going to give me freedom. A freedom to be able to live my life the way I want to live. And that's my goal. I want to live in love with reckless abandon. That is my New Year's resolution. And one of the ways that I can make sure that that happens is if I get my finances in order. So what's your New Year's resolution? I want you to go to my Instagram. I'm going to be posting up a photo today, January 1st, 2021, of me and my resolutions. And I want you to go on there and tell me what your feeling resolution is going to be. And I can't wait to see how you guys want to thrive. I can't wait to see what your heart's desire is. So I'm going to end this podcast on a simple note. Thank you. Purely and truly, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me, sharing it, liking it, commenting on it, all the different things. It truly, truly means a lot for me. I'm so grateful for the fact that I have been given this chance to do this. And I'm so grateful for the fact that people actually want to listen to it. So, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's kick 2021's butt. Let's live and love with reckless abandon. And let's just have an amazing, amazing year. Let it be the best yet. Please like, subscribe, share, comment, all the things. And you can find me on Instagram at Revolutionary Rebels. You can find me on Facebook as well at Revolutionary Rebels. You can also go to my website where you can get that free 5-day self or a love yourself Kickstarter at www.revolutionaryrebels.com. You can also purchase on there one-on-one life coaching sessions with me, as well as the 30-day women's self-love journal and the 30-day personal fidelity men's journal. I've got, at the end of the month, another 30-day journal that's coming out. And hopefully, before the summer, I will be releasing a full one-year journal that goes along with that collection. So yeah, hit me up on all the things. I love you guys. Thank you so much. But peace out and live in love with reckless abandon. Toodles.